Hey there, welcome back to the Tacos and Tattoos podcast. Today I want to share with you probably my newest dating hack. This is something that I didn't necessarily do in my own dating journey, but I have come to realize how vital it is for my work with my clients. And I want to share it with you for free because I really believe that every woman needs to be doing this when they're dating. And so what it is that when we start putting ourselves out there into the dating world and we start going on dates and getting into relationships and feeling our way through all of this, it's incredibly important to realize that any feedback needs to be honored. All the feedback needs to be honored. And so recently, one of my clients got into a month-long relationship. And they weren't official because I gave her the 3-month rule. And she'd been going out with him and things had been going really good and she really liked him. And then all of a sudden, things just fell apart. He went on a trip. He's changed the way he was communicating with her. She didn't like the way that he flat out changed. And then when he got back from the trip, he never initiated meeting up with her or seeing her. And now he just basically sends her these like, oh, just thinking of you type of messages, not initiating nearly basically anything with her. So she wrote him off and started dating again. And I told her one of the most important things that you can do right now is take a minute to journal out what the lessons are, what the things are that you did that could have been done better, what are the things you noticed that you liked and didn't like, because our brain, our feminine radar system, is basically going out into the world and showing us possible like partners. And so what happens, and the reason why there's some women that attract amazing partners and some women who attract horrible partners, is that your guidance system can be miscalculating, and because of past trauma, because of the way your brain was programmed by your parents, by friends, by even movies and societal concepts. And so if it's miscalibrated, it will send you the wrong type of guys that you aren't. You're just unconsciously attracting them. And so when you go out with guys and you start really dialing in what it is that you like and don't like, and you won't tolerate anymore, you can finally start seeing these guys. Your eyes will start recognizing these high value guys everywhere. It's similar to if you say your alarm goes off and it's dark and you're sleepy and you put your hand out to reach for your phone to grab it to turn the alarm off. And because it's dark, your hand reaches one way and then it reaches the other and it reaches the other until it finally grabs the phone, right? Each time you're getting a little bit closer because you're like, oh no, that's my chapstick. No, it's my lotion. No, it's my water. Oh, there's my phone. It was next to my water. Thank goodness I didn't spill the water on my phone, right? And so that's how it works, is that we're dialing it in and we're like, okay, I didn't like that this guy initiated too many jokes regarding sex right off the bat. Because if we go, oh, well, maybe that's okay. Maybe it's fine. And we don't learn that, oh, I once dated this guy who made too many sexual jokes early on and then he turned out to be super creepy, but I wasted months dating him. Or, oh, this guy, he was in between jobs and he was working on him, trying to work on it, and I gave him a chance, but then 6 months on the road and he still didn't have a job. So I want to make sure I'm not dating guys that currently don't have jobs, because 6 months down the road, he might still not have a job. So we learned from these things. And so she was able to look at what it was that she liked and didn't like about him. And we were able to really see the red flags earlier on that we missed the first time. And so when I work with my clients, it's not about telling them everything. It's about giving them the superpower of recognizing when guys are high value and when they're not. When they're going to be an appropriate potential match and when they're not. Because a lot of us that struggle with dating, it's because our standards are too low and our tolerance for bullshit is too high. That's what it is. And so when you journal out and you consciously sit there for 5 minutes at the least, and you take time to be like, okay, this guy did this, I didn't like that, I did this thing and it ended this way. And these, of course, aren't hard and fast facts, right? There's some things where we can approach dating with curiosity and be like, okay, well, this thing's a little bit here and I don't know if I like it or not, but I'm going to continue to move on. But we can have things where it's like, oh, he talked too much shit about his past exes. That's a definite red flag, like moving on. So we can create these hard and fast boundaries and we can create these gray area things that we're like, okay, I'm willing to see out how this goes. But oftentimes when we're dating, the thing that ends the relationship is the thing that annoyed us in the beginning. And so we have to recognize these things faster. And that's how we dial in our feminine superpower, our radar, and we can start attracting guys to us that are going to be a better fit faster than ever. So that's my little tidbit for today is, when you start dating someone, when you're dating someone and you stop seeing them for whatever reason, sit down and write out the lessons. Be like, oh, in the beginning, I saw this thing I didn't like and it ended up being the thing that I couldn't handle anymore. Or he did this thing and it ended up really being this big issue later. Or I made this mistake and it ended up causing this. And we're not judging any of these things as good or bad. We're just looking at things for the reality that they are. Cool? Well, give it a try and feel free to reach out on the socials and let me know how it works for you.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.